Thanks for being here, Howard.
Good morning, Ann.
So let's talk about Harry Black. So he's likely to be confirmed as Cincinnati's 15th city manager this week. What can you tell us about him?
Well, he's 51 years old. For the past 2.5 years, he's been the finance director of Baltimore, which is a much bigger city than Cincinnati. He's a kid. He grew up as a kid in an inner city neighborhood, a tough neighborhood in Baltimore. So he's kind of steeped in this urban tradition. He was also the deputy chief administrator for the mayor of Richmond, Virginia, who is a chief executive officer of the city, a strong mayor. He's worked in various jobs in the District of Columbia's government. He's worked in the private sector for a while. And, the one thing he doesn't have on his resume is previous experience as a city manager.
And you learned a lot of this from sitting down in a one-on-one interview with him last week. Yeah.
Yeah, I sat down and talked with him, and, you know, he was very personable and very responsive, and also very serious, very serious-minded about the job and about, you know, what lies ahead for him.
So why do you think that Mayor Cranley was attracted to him?
I think John Cranley, I mean, there were 19 people who applied for the job, including Scott Stiles, the interim city manager. I think Harry Black kind of appealed to him because, he's kind of a soulmate in terms of city hall politics and city hall government. He, you know, believes in delivering the basic services first, doing the best job you possibly can at delivering basic services. And then, you know, everything else is aspirational and you put that on top of it. You know, he talks about, you know, if people complain about potholes, if people complain about traffic downtown, he said, like Harry Truman, you know, the buck stops here, buck stops with me. You know, and he takes it personally.
What's been the reaction of city council members to his nomination?
Well, so far, from what we can gather, the majority of them, it seems pretty positive. There's not been a whole lot of complaints from council members about, you know, him and his resume. And, you know, I guess we'll find out more tomorrow when the Rules and Audit Committee meets. And all 9 members of council are invited to come and question Harry Black. And, they can ask whatever questions they want and try to find out more about him. If they have some misgivings about him, he'll have an opportunity to try to clear them up. And then presumably Wednesday, city council will take a vote on whether or not to hire him as the city's 15th city manager.
So some people might be wondering, and Scott Stiles is probably wondering this too, so why not him, the longtime city employee who was the interim city manager?
Well, I think Scott Stiles understands. I mean, I think it was down to Harry Black and Scott Stiles. And, Cranley is very close to Scott Stiles. Scott Stiles, he gives him very high marks for being the interim city manager since Milton Dohoney left after the election. And he's going to stay on as assistant city manager. But I think, you know, what Cranley said was, he said in the end, what he wanted was a fresh set of eyes looking at Cincinnati city government. You know, somebody from the could look at it from the outside and say, okay, here are the problems that we have to fix, and here's how we should go forward.
So as we wrap this up then, one other issue comes up. So his term as city manager might be short-lived if Christopher Smitherman manages to get a charter amendment on the ballot next year. What would that do?
Well, Smitherman wants to have a chief executive officer as a mayor. The mayor would be in charge of all the department heads, could hire and fire department heads. He can't get the votes on council, I don't think, to put this on the ballot. But he could do a petition initiative and get it on the ballot next May, and if it passed on January 1st, 2016, we'd no longer have a city manager in Cincinnati. Now, I presume if Harry Black were still around, that he could then become, you know, the chief administrative officer to the strong mayor. But, you know, it could be a very big change.
All right. Well, thanks for the information. WVXU's political reporter, Howard Wilkinson. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.